Hello and welcome to Talking with Strangers podcast. Today I'm jetting off to Romania to chat with the lady who creates the magic behind Savoretti Romania on Instagram with her amazing reels and posts about Jack. Welcome, Stefania.
Hi, Mandy. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. I've been so excited to get you on and talk to you. Yeah, because I noticed you with your reels on Instagram because you do some amazing reels and posts
about Jack.
Yes, it's amazing. Oh. So how did that all come about, Steph?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you again. It was so lovely to get your invite.
More than welcome.
I have seen you on Facebook and I know what you do for Jack and War Child, and you guys are amazing anyway. So
thank you.
I never met you at Jack's shows as yet, but hopefully in the future. Yeah, who knows?
We will.
But yeah, it is a great pleasure really to talk to you today. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And today is a special day actually because what we've learned today, the new track list on Jack's and Jack's new
you'll have so. You'll have to tell me all about that, Stefania, because I've not looked on my socials today yet, so please tell us all about it.
I got really emotional today listening for the first time to Jack's new song, Come Posso Raccontare, which means I think...
Oh, you sounded so fluent then. That sounded lovely.
I understand Italian. I cannot speak very well because of the grammar issues, but I do understand. I love Italian language. Yeah. So, he let us have a taste of his new album with this song. And it seems quite personal, like a conversation almost he's having with his father about their Italian roots and his life. Mm-hmm. Being split into two worlds, like me, but we'll talk about this later. And his new album contains 12 tracks and Senza Una Donna as a bonus track, I think. And I believe 5 or 6, I'm not sure because I haven't looked properly, but I believe 5 or 6 of them are featuring some of his friends. So he will perhaps tell us more about each song when the time is right. You know, him and his team must be very busy these days preparing for the tour and launching the new album. And, you know,
he seems to have been doing a lot of promotion lately, doesn't he? And he's been in Italy a lot as well.
Yes, of course. It makes sense, right? You know, it's Italian. But even for us, it's very exciting. For everybody else, it's equally exciting. And, not only for the Italians. So
I think we're ready, aren't we, for some new music?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, we are. And, I see myself sometimes in the things he says or feels in his songs, obviously. That's why I'm connected to him and his music.
Yes.
Also because my life is split into two, same as his. Like, half of my heart is for England and half for Romania. So having lived equally same amount of time in both countries.
Yeah,
so my family, parents, brother, sister, nephew are all in Romania, but my partner is in London, so I share my time between the two.
Right. So. Okay. So how do you do that? Do you stay so long in Romania and then travel to London, or?
Well, for the past 20 years, I have tried to find a balance and keep both sides happy and myself, of course.
Yes, of course.
I spend 1 or 2 months in Romania with my parents, followed by 1 or 2 months in London. So in between, they visit or we visit. So it really depends. So same as many people who live abroad these days, you know, it's easy if you find a balance and if you have someone who understands you and who understands that you also have a family back home and, you need to spend time with your parents while they're here, really, because we don't have enough time, unfortunately, in this life. So
What part of Romania do you live in?
I was born in Romania, in Bucharest, in the capital. In the late 70s. During a period of extremely harsh communism. The official name of the country back then, it was the Socialist Republic of Romania.
Right.
So when the country used to be a large prison, I would say, like, people who tried to emigrate, they were labeled traitors. So,
oh, right.
Yeah. We had as a ruler a dictator, basically, named Ceausescu. Yeah. I don't know if you heard of him.
I have, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so he made it his mission to starve the population, to deprive us of hot water, electricity, gas, culture, music, everything, information. Yeah, he wanted to control the people in any ways possible, especially through fear, you know, as he would throw anyone in jail to die in there. But anyway, this is a long story. If we go into this, it's like stories about these things. Like,
how was that for you growing up with that? That obviously your parents must have suffered more.
Yes, you know, true.
How true.
Well, talking about it now, it feels like a past life. It's like we lived twice in the same lifetime, if you know what I mean. It's very hard to imagine we were able to adapt to those times. There are lots of stories to be told from so many people about those times and the revolution in 89. There were difficult times, very difficult, but it made me appreciate what we have now. And without knowing how hard life can be for other people in different countries, there are countries that still live in communism and strict condition and very restricted. So it is hard if you haven't lived through those times. So I know how to appreciate what I have and the freedom. Basically, freedom, it's so important. People don't realize. People who were born being free, they don't realize how important freedom is, really. So, it's like in terms of music, the music was mainly songs of praise for the dictator. We had zero access to music from abroad, zero access, really. So I was lucky that my grandparents were both musicians.
And really?
Yeah, but of course, within their own community, nothing big. But they played piano and other instruments. And my grandma was also a singer. And unfortunately, I have no recordings of them. But the love of music I inherited from her, yes, from my grandma. She used to put up daily shows for us, kind of Britain's Got Talent, you know. And for me and my sister. And we both had stage names and we were pretending to be singers, famous gymnasts or actresses. And of course, Romanian ones, we knew nothing about music from other countries. We were 6-7 years old back then. So singing was my passion. I can't sing, but it was my passion. So we improvised microphones from spoons and sticks and whatever we could find. Kind of TikTok these days. If you know how people play on TikTok, those silly games with the spoons. Yeah. We used to do this when we were 6-7 years old. So we had our own TikTok. So
your own theatre.
Yes. I knew lots of songs and long poems by heart. So, she knew how to entertain us. But
so was it traditional music you listened to then? You know, obviously music from
kind of. No, we had kind of pop music, but music that with certain type of lyrics that would not mention anything that would influence people.
Right.
Thinking or behavior, quite general plain music, I would say. Yes. Mm-hmm. They were scrutinized, all the singers, and they were checked and triple checked. And, you know, not just anyone was allowed to perform in those times. Mm. And of course, everything was imposed. So it was music. It was nice music to us. You know, we didn't know much. So
no.
After the revolution, you know, many countries, communist countries, had a radical change in 1989.
Yeah.
And back then I was 12 or 13 years old. And after that only we started to discover magazines, music magazines like Bravo and Popcorn. I don't know if you heard of those. And we started reading about foreign music and those modern boy bands. You know?
Oh, so that was your gateway. Yes. Yeah,
by the way, I was a huge fan of NKOTB, New Kids on the Block. in my teenage years. Yeah, if you remember them.
I do, yes. And my daughter was into them.
Really? Yeah, they were good. Yes, I had posters all over my walls.
Yeah.
In the 90s, late 90s, I grew up listening to Italian music as my father truly loved Italian music. So I knew all Italian songs from that era. And of course, there was no internet available. So I had numerous notebooks containing lyrics, but the lyrics written by hand by me, the way I would understand them, listening to songs countless times, playing a verse, then pausing to write it down, then playing again, you know, it was a great way to pass time as a teenager, really. I was into music big time. So,
of course, you had a little bit more freedom by then, didn't you?
Yes, by then, yes. We had a bit of freedom. So we had access to information, really. But, of course, before the change, we were not allowed. It was forbidden, basically. Everything that would come from abroad was forbidden, and we were not allowed. We were basically punished for anything that we would try to do against the rules. And the life was hard. Like you would walk on the street and you get stopped by the police. And if you didn't have your ID with you or a valid reason while you were on the street at that specific time, they would take you to jail and your family would not ever hear about you ever again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was that bad. So really? Many people died in prison. Innocent people died in prison. So it's not a nice memory. Some people think that the idea of communism is good at the core. Mm. Because basically, why is that? Because everyone had a job. Everyone had an income, kind of like universal income, I would say. And everyone had a home. But we had the money from the salary, but nothing to buy with. Like, you can imagine a store, like a supermarket, empty, only with a shop assistant, and nothing to buy. There was no food. There was nothing to buy. We would queue. We would wake up in the middle of the night and queue for hours until morning in front of shops, the shops that were rumored to bring certain products.
Yeah.
And we had to queue to have a chance to buy something. But otherwise, it was very, very difficult. You had to have connections in the right places in order to get some food. Yes. So people would manage the best way they could. Yes, it wasn't nice. There's lots of things, but I don't know. I need to remember all those things. But
Well, a lot you don't want to remember, though, I would have thought. You push them to the back, you know, because they're not good memories, are they? But like you say, you fully appreciate now your freedom and what you've got.
Yes, exactly. Now, I must say, we took it from one extreme to the other. Now it's a bit too much. Now we have food and everything we want and we dreamed of, but we don't have the money, you know.
That's the way it goes.
So everyone had to migrate, really. So they left the country. Right, okay. So they went abroad.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Romanians. I know we've got a large amount of Romanians who've come for work over here.
So they went to Italy, to Spain, to England, of course, and of course. But now things are changed because I think now they need work permits. Not me; I have British citizenship, but I've been it's been 20 years for me since I live in London, but on and off. But I think they need work permits now, and many Romanians came back home. Due to this reason also. And also because life in England is not as it used to be. That's a different story. So we all know that. After Brexit, things are changed.
We'll not talk about Brexit.
I know, I hate Brexit and everything.
We don't want to spoil
our good mood. No,
we don't.
So, coming back to music.
yeah. I was just going to say we could get quite political, but we won't.
Yeah, I know.
So when did like bands start coming to Romania to play? You know, when obviously after when you got that little bit of freedom.
It was in the 90s actually, and I don't remember anything much before 92, and my brain is stuck at 92. Because I got to attend my how can I say, the show of my life, really, when Michael Jackson came to Romania.
Oh wow.
And yes, and well, that was the highlight of my teenage years, I
bet. Yeah.
Yes. It was the best concert I've ever been, and perhaps I'll ever be at.
Well,
yeah.
Very special, very special times.
Very special times and unique show. And wow, it's hard to describe really the feeling and the emotions. It was amazing. He was amazing. He still is in my heart. Like, I cried so much, like everybody else, when he passed away, you know. So.
Yeah. Do you think it was the liberation that had a big impact, you know, obviously with that first concert, you know, from all what you'd gone through, and then you were just allowed, it was the freedom and the just, you know, to be able to go and enjoy this.
Perhaps. Partly, perhaps, but also because it was so, not sure how to say it, it was huge, huge.
Always, like, superstar,
not just him, like the show itself.
Right.
It was something out of this world, really, like all the special effects and all the, everything that was so well organized. You know, it's like it stays with you. You cannot forget.
Yes.
You cannot ever. Yeah. And of course, the dancing and the singing. And it was all spot on, like perfect. Perfection.
Yeah.
Perfection. It was amazing.
I bet you knew every. Did you know every song and every lyric?
Yes, of course. Yes, I knew them. I still remember some. And of course, it's Michael Jackson. It's like we all know.
Of course.
We all know Michael Jackson. But,
we do,
Yeah, and then from then, we started to get lots of bands and everyone really, after the revolution, lots of companies started to form, really, that would bring great singers to Romania.
Yeah.
And what can I say? Romanian music is still popular.
Yeah.
But the music culture, really, how can I explain it? The Romanian music includes a diversity of styles. Not just, it's like folk, traditional, Balkan rhythms, Oriental influences, but also big on rock, jazz, pop. People just love music, you know.
Yes.
And Romania is home, actually. These days to many international festivals, music festivals.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like Untold and Saga, Electric Castle, Never See, various rock festivals. And because we have a beautiful country with lovely settings, especially in Transylvania and the mountain regions. Yeah. Oh, I wish Jack would come to perform in some of those fairy tale locations in Transylvania.
I'm sure it'll be on the cards one day.
If any of Jack's tour organizers listens to please get in touch so we can make it happen.
Fingers crossed. You never know who's listening.
Jack did promise he would return to Romania. So
on
behalf of all Romanians, Jack, please come back.
I'm sure he will.
Hopefully this year. Yeah, well.
Well, I think next year will be a touring year, won't it? He's only doing odd things this year, so
I know, I've noticed. Yes, it's a tour, but
not at all.
I know.
A tour, but not at all.
I know, it's hard to describe. I think
so he's just keeping practicing his fingers, you know, on the guitar. That's what it's about. So anyway, let's go right back to the beginning.
How it started with Jack.
Yes, and with Savretri Romania. Yes, so.
Hate and Love, he was really the very first song I've ever heard. the one with Sienna Miller.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So I moved to London 20 years ago, and it was in London when I heard this song. I can't pinpoint the exact time, unfortunately, but that song stayed with me for life, really. I can't say I became a proper fan back then. I have to admit, I knew more about Sienna Miller than I knew about Jack. So yes, but after that song, I kind of listened on and off Jack's music, mainly the songs from the album Between the Minds, which is even now on my playlists, you know, songs like Soldier's Eyes, amazing, Black Rain, Without, which I really, really liked.
It's a fabulous album, isn't it?
Oh, wow. It's amazing. He was so young and such a huge talent. It's like, wow, really wow. Unbelievable. So I really liked the album. Then recommended by a friend, I think was 2019 when I listened to Love Is On The Line, the song. Yeah. And I loved it, played it on repeat, on and on and on.
Yeah.
And then it was followed by I Remember Us, a song which is also very special to me in 2021, I believe, a bit later. When then Dying For Your Love, Greatest Mistakes. I listened to all, basically.
Why is I Remember Us special to you?
Well, different love stories that happened in my life, so I can't give too many details now.
No, that's fine, yep. It resonates with you that way,
basically then I found Jack's Instagram account during the pandemic, and I started to listen more to his music and his albums, and I picked favorite albums Singing to Strangers and Europeana as my two favorites so far. But I did not have a favorite song until a very special moment when he released the song Love of Your Life in March 2022. It's actually 2 years since then.
I just got goosebumps when you mentioned that.
It has been only 2 years, but it feels that song has been written ages ago. I don't know why.
It's timeless. It's timeless, isn't it?
I felt such a profound joy and pure happiness. It resonated with me also, this song. And from that moment, it has become my favorite. It is my favorite song. Even he has better compositions, much better composition. But this song is still my favorite, Love of Your Life. I guess you can only get converted into becoming a true loyal fan after you attended a live show. So you can listen as much as you like on the tapes, on the vinyls, whatever, you know. But only when you attend a live show, you get converted. That's for sure. I can promise that. And for me, that has happened in 2022 in Bucharest. And I will always remember that feeling. Same as it happened with Michael Jackson concert, really. Yeah. It stayed with me and it will always stay with me. I don't know. It was to see Jack Savoretti right in front of me.
Was it a small venue?
Yes, it was quite a small venue, but it is a story around it as well. So, to hear him and to see him, to hear that voice, I mean, the impact of that voice live, landing on that room, it was like an explosion of all senses, overwhelming, really. And I had tears in my eyes and I was so happy I went to this show. And even now when I see him live, I get so emotional. I don't know why. I just tear up. And
it obviously evokes things in you, doesn't it? Your emotions, all different songs. And it just stirs you, doesn't it, in some way?
Yeah,
which is the beauty of a great artist, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes, I know. One time when he looked at me and sang directly to me,
Did he?
I almost dropped the phone, and I even forgot to press. And I forgot to press the record button, and I missed recording a beautiful part of the show.
Let's hope it happens again. You must go and get to the front again.
He has this effect on people. Like, I don't think he realizes that. I don't think he realizes what effect he has on us, really. Like,
I bet he does. I bet he
you
does.
Reckon?
I do, yeah.
I wasn't even planning to go to that show, but in Romania, but the tickets sold out extremely fast.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
But that was the story around it. Due to very high demand, they decided to change the venue. Initially, it was a very small club. And then they changed the venue and they issued more tickets. And it was like a huge heated tent. And then I managed to get a ticket. But I remember when I booked it, I even remember the time when I booked the ticket, and I was not feeling well, as it was the only time when I got COVID. And even though I was always very careful, but my parents came to the UK to visit, and I took them to the Royal Albert Hall for a concert, classical music. And of course, it was packed with 5,000 people, and we got COVID. So during that time, I was stuck indoors. I got an email, a notification about tickets for Jack Savoretti becoming available. And I was shocked. I said, oh my God, I thought they were all sold out. And then I saw they changed the venue. So I booked straight away. Not knowing at that time if I was to be free or if I would make it. Of course, I didn't tell anyone I was going. Mm-hmm. So, it was my first time going and seeing him live, really. And then I went to, I saw him in UK about three times, really. And that was all. I think it was Thetford, and it was, of course, Kew Gardens. It's closer to where I live, and and there was one
were
more.
You, so were you at Kew Gardens last year then?
Yes.
Oh, we were as well.
Oh.
We were there. That's a shame we didn't know, isn't it?
It's
we could
a
have
shame.
Met.
Yes,
yeah,
of
yeah.
I met
and Jeremy was there.
Oh, was he? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was in the front row trying to record with my phone and trying not to get soaked, you know. And last time I went to Thetford Forest, it was raining, obviously.
Yeah.
And then my phone was very poor quality. I had poor quality recordings because of the rain, obviously.
Yeah.
It was kept raining on the phone and I had to wipe it. And then I've tried to see him live in Cannock Chase, but I think it was called Cannock Chase, the location, I can't remember. And it got cancelled.
Yes, yeah. It was horrendous last year, wasn't it, for cancellations?
Yeah, extreme weather conditions.
Yeah.
They had kind of a level of how intense a lightning strikes or could strike. Something like that, I'm not sure. And they had a device, and that device was showing 6, and it should be below 3, something like that, they explained to us. And they had to cancel, yes, and we were all so disappointed. It was my sister's birthday, and I took her to see him for the first time, and I was so disappointed, yes. But it was pouring down, it was crazy, it was insane.
It wasn't safe,
definitely, it wasn't safe for anyone. So, but we waited 1 hour in the rain, hoping that things would change. But no, we had to go home. So, but after the show in Bucharest, I have searched online for his Romanian fan club, and there was nothing. There was no fan base, nowhere to be found. So I decided to start the Romanian fan base after talking to some Romanian fans online and after seeing how popular Jack is in Romania.
Is he popular? Because obviously it sold out quickly, so he must have a following over there.
I was so shocked, honestly. People knew his songs, and they were so excited to see him, and people traveling from all over the country to come and see him in Bucharest. I was like, wow, very nicely surprised, really. I wanted to have an online presence to be able to share Jack's music to more people and more people to get to know him. As you know, Instagram shares your content first within the country where the account is based, and then all over the internet. So my goal was to share his music to more Romanian people. So I immediately received messages from fans willing to send me their videos, to share their experiences regarding Jack's music. And yeah, it was so lovely to read their stories. And I'm actually planning to start a series and publish their thoughts and their own story, brief stories, on my Instagram page, the Romanian fans, really.
Oh, brilliant, yeah, that's great.
They also helped to create a video card for Jack's 40th birthday. And yeah, they were all lovely. I want to thank everyone for their growing trust and support. They're all lovely. Yeah. Well, Jack's has only lovely fans, really. So.
Yes, that's very true.
And so but this Instagram page is not only for Romanian fans. It's more like a community. Like, I get lots of messages. I can't reply to everyone, you know, from people far away in USA, Canada, Australia, Brazil, you know, you probably get them a lot as well.
Yes.
And expressing their, you know, biggest dreams to see one day Jack performing in their country and also sharing their stories with me. You know, they are all wonderful people and, you know.
It is a really lovely community, isn't it?
High quality, I have to say. Like, most of them are educated people with vast musical knowledge, you know, like really nice people. Yeah. And, so I managed this account as a choice, as a hobby, out of love for Jack's music, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I must admit that I have blocked a few people along the way who were unnecessarily mean, envious, or even racist, towards Romanian people.
Yeah.
And
you have to gatekeep.
What I want when I'm online is to maintain a happy note. And when someone sends me bad vibes, I immediately block them. I do the same in my everyday life. I mean, I refuse to keep in my life people with a hidden agenda and bad intentions.
Definitely.
You know, it's not healthy, isn't it? So
it's not. No, it's not.
So,
and it's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. You have to avoid this kind of people.
You do.
I mean,
you do.
And
there's a lot of people about like that, but like you say, you need to avoid them.
Yeah, there's no need.
There always will be.
I mean, it's not your fault that you're born in Romania or Pakistan or India or whatever.
No,
you know, it's not your fault. You are just a human being. We are all the same. We die the same. We're born the same. And really, there's no difference.
Too much hate. No,
yeah,
it's terrible, so much hate.
I know. I've noticed that. But by blocking them, I avoided any.
Good.
Even when I won. Before I had this Instagram account, I won local competitions, like Jack's Instagram competitions. He had the one, if you remember, for Dancing Through the Rain songs to promote Dancing Through the Rain. So he asked us to create a video to with the theme Dancing Through the Rain. So I won that one. I created in my garden, actually. I wrote with leads, Dancing Through the Rain, and it looked really cool. So I made a video based on that. So, yeah, so I won that. So I received some nasty comments about that.
Oh, really?
It wasn't that great. You didn't even have rain in your video and things like this. And I was like, what?
They're so shallow.
Oh my God.
You got to look at the big picture, haven't you? It's just not.
They were so mean. And I had to block all of them.
Are these the trolls that people talk about? You know, I've never encountered it, but I've heard a lot about, you know, when it's jealousy.
And it's not needed. I've always said to everyone, we're not in a competition. It's not a competition. I mean, we are all together here with the same purpose. We have the same purpose, you know. We all love the music. We are not here to argue or to fight to get into unnecessary arguments. I mean, there's no need, no point.
No.
So.
And the music should unite people, shouldn't it? You know,
exactly. Most of the time it happens. Yes. I would say 90% of the time it happens. But of course you have all those,
crazy people.
Crazy people, yes, that don't know life of their own. So, Yeah, so that's the story with the Instagram account. Yeah,
yeah, and it's brilliant. I mean, we've got the Savaretti Mexico, who's he's been going quite a long time, but since Savaretti Romania, the Savaretti Greece that's appeared, Savaretti Peru.
Yes, I talk to them a lot.
Really good. Yeah,
it's really good. We chat a lot every day, almost every day. Yes, they're really, really nice girls, and it gives you that sense of family, community, and we talk about Jack, of course, and our private life sometimes, and it's quite nice. It is nice, and we're planning to meet, but you know, everyone has different lives, different plans, and even if we try to organize our holidays according to Jack's shows, does. It's very difficult for all of us to meet at the same time. So, you know,
and so I take it you didn't manage to get to Croatia then?
No.
Yeah, because a lot of people met there.
Oh, wow. No, I travel a lot, but not during Jack's shows. Together with my partner, we in the last 10 years, we traveled a lot around Europe and the world, and we've seen many countries, but it never happened to be in a place, in a foreign place. Yes. So hopefully this time I'm planning to go to
Rome.
You
need to plan. How did you meet your partner then?
He was there in London. Through work. So I used to work for Barclays Bank. In West London, mm-hmm. and then I worked in real estate, and this is how we met. Really, by chance, I don't know.
Well, you know, Jack loves a romantic story, so now you can tell us all how you met.
there's no romance.
I love it. So this is not where love of your life comes in then.
I'd rather not talk about, because I might say some wrong things, and I know I'm famous for saying the wrong things.
putting your foot in your mouth or whatever.
Exactly. So I'd rather keep quiet and we talk in private.
That's fine. I just like to know how people meet, that's all.
Through work, yes. But then in order for me to travel more, to be able to travel more, I had to quit my job, and 5 years ago or so. And I've started my own jewelry business, and because I love jewelry, I love making jewelry, I was also do a bit of trading. So, but during the pandemic, because I spent more time in Romania, that was in London, my business. So, during the pandemic, I decided to close it. So, but hopefully, I will start again soon. It depends. I'm not decided yet in which country, or maybe both. I'm not sure because of the legality of things and the tax and all these things.
Brexit.
Exactly.
The B word.
Exactly. Oh my God! What were they thinking? What were they thinking?
Oh God, right. Moving on.
We can't go into those things. Yeah, moving on.
So during the pandemic then, did you listen to the covers, Jack? Because he did a lot of covers, didn't he? Wow. Yeah. What did you think of them?
That's amazing. Some were good, some were normal. I wasn't that impressed with the covers because, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because the one and only cover, which I want him to do, he never done it.
What was that?
And it was there's an Italian song called "E Penso a Te," and I think of you, and is by Lucio Battisti. Is one of his favorites it was my favorite Italian song all my life. And I was waiting, and even on my Instagram account I wrote one day maybe he would see. I wish he would do a cover of this song, "Penso a Te," because it's a beautiful song, beautiful. And his voice would be just perfect for that song, just perfect. Yeah. But I'm not sure about the rights and how things are in the music industry. I'm not sure if you're allowed to do any cover you want, you know. I'm not too sure.
I think they've got to have permissions and all sorts.
I'm not sure how this works. So I think of the technicality of things as well. But no, he was great. I was just joking. He was great in all of them. He was amazing.
It was nice, wasn't it? Every morning having something to look at.
He was saying, today is Tuesday, today is Wednesday, today is Sunday, and this is the cover. And he was just, he was so much fun. Yeah, he was great. Because that was the time... I got to know him more, really, during the pandemic, and because also because his all his songs are so personal, you have that feeling that you know him already as a person. I'm sure all of us have this feeling, like you know him very well, even if we never met, you know.
And you can relate to it. You can relate to his lyrics.
Exactly. He's so.
So you've not yet met him.
You need a meet and greet. But I don't think he will do any this year, so I'm not sure.
No, next year. I think there'll be a tour next year, and there'll be, you know, I think you'll have the opportunity then.
Wow, I hope so. Yes, I hope so. No, it's just, it's one of my greatest dreams, really, just to have a big hug. And that's all.
It gives the best hugs.
Yes,
I can imagine. He's the best hugger. Yeah, it's really nice hugs. So
I can imagine, yes. But
it'd be nice for you to meet him, won't it? I do see he shares a lot of your posts on his stories.
Not only mine, he's very busy, so whenever he sees something,
if he likes it, he'll share
he'll share it. Yes So I'm mainly active on Instagram because I'm not keen on Facebook or TikTok. I used to be on TikTok, but I don't like the way it became. I mean, things are, I don't know, not my style, really. No.
Yeah.
I prefer Instagram, really.
Well, it reaches a host of people as well, Instagram, doesn't it? You know, and you can keep it quite safe, actually. So.
Yes, that's right. I did have some technical problems because Instagram was down. Mm. So I had to delete and repost quite a few times these days. I don't know, they don't get published or they disappear, or there's lots of glitches, like audio doesn't match the video. You know, things like that. But they're having issues. So don't panic. When you see something like this, it's not your fault. It's definitely from them, you know. Instagram is one thing and live is completely different thing. Like as I said, you can become a loyal fan if you attend to one of his live concerts. I know so many people who'd love to go see him live, but they can't.
Yeah.
They just can't afford, or they just can't travel. And I really feel sorry for them, honestly. They really love Jack's music and they can't travel, and it's a shame, really. That's why they wish Jack would travel more to other countries when he feels like it. But I know he needs time with his family, of course, and he's also trying to find balance.
Yeah, and writing as well, you know, he needs to write.
And attending events and meeting all his friends. And it's difficult. It's not easy. It's not easy at all.
The life of a star.
Yeah, of course.
Life of a star.
And such a great talent as he is. It's difficult. But hopefully he won't get overstressed this year.
I'm sure not. No, he'll be back refreshed next year. So if you is there any songs that you'd like him to rework?
In terms of remix or cover?
In terms of remix or a cover you'd like him to do, or anything you'd like to hear him sing live that you've not heard him sing?
I haven't heard him sing live Love of Your Life, and it's my dream to hear him sing live this song, Love of Your Life. And of course, I Remember Us. I know he performed I Remember Us, perhaps in Greece, if I'm not mistaken, live, and it was beautiful. And a remake of the song, perhaps. There's another favorite of mine from old ones, Lifetime is called.
Lifetime.
It's quite an current song, I would say, if he were to change it a bit.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Give it a different form.
Oh, yeah, because it's quite dancey, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite a dancey song.
Yeah.
Is it that, all in one lifetime,
yeah.
Take it easy, yeah. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so that one maybe. And of course the cover, Lucio Battisti, A Penso a Te, that is my favorite song. And I believe with all my heart that his voice will be just perfect for that song. And I can honestly say it would be better than the original, without a doubt. Not a nice thing to say, but I'm sure of it. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure of it. I mean, no offense to the original, it's great, but still, his voice, Jack's voice, would be perfect for this song. Looking at the track list, I can see some of his friends on this album, on 5 or 6 songs. And I think there is a good one coming, the one with Miles Kane.
Ah, right. So that's what he's been doing with him, yeah.
Yes, I think it would be great because that guy is brilliant. Yeah. Oh my God, he's also really, really good.
Yeah.
So I think that is going to be one of the best songs to be played in live shows.
Yeah, oh, brilliant. We'll have to wait and see what I wonder if he'll play. He should play some of these songs on his tour. I would have thought, I don't know. I know he's going to Italy at the end of the year. Maybe he'll do it there. But
I'm sure he will. He must. He must. All the Italian fans will wait for it. I mean, he must. I'll be in Rome in December. I booked my ticket.
Are you going? Oh, look
at
you.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be going. Yeah. That's the only one abroad, really. And the rest, I think I booked 3 or 4 in UK.
Where are you going?
First one is the Hampton Court Palace.
Hampton,
13th of June. And then York Gardens.
I'm going to York.
Really? Oh,
yes.
My God.
Oh, so we must meet up. We must meet up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes. I think I've only been once to York for a day or so. So I'm not sure what to expect.
Amazing.
And Margate. 5th of July.
Yeah.
I don't like really the month of July because it's too hot for me, but for Jack, I will make an effort. He's actually the only artist I make an effort for to go on the live shows, really. For others, I'm just pleased and content listening at home, like, you know, James Blunt and... Julio Iglesias, Leona Lewis, and of course Michael Jackson. Still, I still listen to his songs, and Eros Ramazzotti, you know, the Italian singer.
Yeah.
I knew all his songs in the 90s, and even now I remember. If you know, there's a great musical project called Sleeping at Last. Have you heard of them?
No.
Sleeping at Last is created by this singer-songwriter Ryan O'Neill. He's on Insta, Facebook, everywhere. It's called Sleeping at Last.
Right, okay.
He makes beautiful music, a bit different, but beautiful. You would love it. I'm not telling you more because it's just so beautiful, so, so beautiful.
I will look him up because I've the last few of... my guests that have been on have recommended people, and I went a couple of weeks ago. I went to see John Mayer with Jan, who was on the podcast. Yeah,
wow.
And in the June or July, I can't remember. I'm going to see the Cat Empire with Emma, who was my last guest. So, so it's amazing. So it brings us all together. But I love recommendations for new music. So I will be checking that out.
It kind of feels like cheating, you know, when you go to see other people performing live.
No, I'm so over that. I'm so over that, Steph, because I play away all the time. So, and I'm not going to stop for Jack. It's how I get my kicks. So if Jack wants to come with me, he can.
Oh, I'm so curious. I'm curious if he ever goes to other people's live shows. We should ask him.
Yeah.
What shows would he go? You know, it's a question for someone to ask him.
Yeah.
I mean, these days, not to not in his youth, I mean these days, whom would he go to see live?
I know we went to see Bob Dylan because I did a meet and greet with him years ago, and that was one of the questions somebody asked him, and he went to see Bob Dylan. I think he said he was a little bit disappointed. I'm sure it was Bob Dylan. I might have got that totally wrong because my memory's not good. But yeah, I think he's seen him. But it would be interesting to see who is, because I know he likes all kinds of different bands now. You know, Facebook he follows Paul Weller, he follows obviously Miles Kane.
On Instagram.
Half Moon Run, all kinds of people. You know, all the bands that are up and coming and
quite, yeah, I've noticed
people who aren't really well known, Ben Howard and people like that. So it's interesting, see.
Exactly,
who would like
some people
to go and
I
see.
Haven't heard of. Yeah, definitely. But still, he's the only artist for whom I make an effort to go to see him live.
Well, you stay loyal.
Because
you stay loyal.
His music is part of our everyday life now, you know.
It is, yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he is a big part of your life, isn't he?
Yeah, when I cook, when I travel, when I walk in the park, when I clean, I have the playlist in my ears, you know, and he's always with me. I have two friends in my local park, a robin and a squirrel. They come and spend time with me, and from time to time, you'll think I'm crazy, but I sing to them my favorite Jack songs, and the robin seems to love it.
Does he fly away or does he stay?
No, he stays and listens, and the squirrel not so much. She's more focused on eating her nuts, but the robin seems to love his music, his songs. So his music is part of my life, and I really love it. Yeah. It's something different. I have never been a huge fan of anyone else before, to tell you the truth. Like I'm with Jack, really. So it was kind of, I would say musical interests, but not like to become a fan to get in touch with other fans and to go to live concert. No, this is the first time for me. So So I'm quite picky on music. Yeah. So, Jack's music is quite unique.
Yeah.
That is why I love it. So.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to have something that fills your heart, isn't it? You know.
Exactly.
And, you know, he he's brought a lot of people together, and it's a lovely community.
Exactly.
Jack's fans are a lovely community, and may it long remain. Stuff.
I have seen your photos and I have seen all your gatherings, and I wish I was there, but
you will be in York
yes
and Hampton Court there'll be some Jan and others are going to that as well.
I'm taking a Romanian friend with me, Andrea. She's also a huge JS fan, so she's coming along with me. She's very excited.
Amazing.
She also loves Jack so much. So we're going to have the best of time. And fingers crossed, will stay away.
Well, we've got our ponchos to dance around in the rain too.
As soon as I get to London, because now I'm in Romania right now. So as soon as I get to London, I'll order mine, definitely.
Amazing.
I want to have it. I will order it. I love it.
We'll get spotted. I know it's great, isn't it?
It was a brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. Excellent idea.
We have our moments.
You're great. You are amazing, all of you. You are amazing. You have done so many good things, and it's really not everyone would take time to do all these things, you know.
No, we love doing it for War Child, you know,
It is important. The days we are living, it's just hard to accept that these things are happening. It's very hard.
It's terrible. Terrible.
I mean, this time it should be should be only peace, love, and happiness. And we have all the means to become a happy planet and safe planet.
Yeah.
But
that's a long way off, isn't it?
That's a different subject.
It's not going to happen, is it?
No, as overnight. Much as we want to be optimistic, unfortunately, the reality shows us differently. So,
But we've got to keep on keeping together, haven't we?
Yeah, just doing our bit individually and hoping for the best. Yes, and music is helping us.
It is,
to handle everyday life. Otherwise, would be
we need to have it's sort of a religion, I suppose, isn't it? You know, it's something to, it's hope.
Yeah,
it's hope, isn't it?
Exactly.
Hope and faith. Yes. Yeah.
Hope and faith. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yes. So, well, Stefania or Steph.
Steph.
I'll call you Steph now because you're my friend.
Thank you.
You're now my friend.
Thank you, Mandy.
I could talk to you till tomorrow.
I know, we could talk for hours. Yes, and sorry about my accent. I don't have the British accent, but
you
hopefully you understood me.
Certainly did. I was a bit worried that you wouldn't understand me with my Yorkshire accent.
Oh no, you're perfectly fine. I understand every word.
Your English is very, very clear. It's amazing.
Oh,
so
thank you.
I've had the best time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And keep on doing your reels and your stories, because they're incredible and they're amazing.
And I look forward to seeing them.
They're inspiring as well.
Oh, thanks so much. I'll try my best.
And finally, have you had a beautiful waste of time?
Oh, it was lovely. It was amazing and not a waste of time.
A beautiful waste of time.
Right, anytime. It was great. Thank you so much. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you for joining me. No, thank you for joining me. It's been a privilege and a pleasure.
Have a great
and
evening.
And I will see you. I will see you in York.
In York.
Yes. In York.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you again to my wonderful strangers who leave us friends. And thank you to you all for your support, your likes, your listens and your shares. Please keep them coming. I'd love you to follow me on Instagram at Talking With Strangers Podcast. And I'll see you very, very soon with another wonderful stranger. Talking With Strangers is lovingly produced by At Your Voice Here and can be downloaded from wherever you get your podcasts, or even ask Alexa.